AP update. I'm Tim McGuire. The recorders on that doomed Russian airliner have produced some evidence. The head of the Joint Egyptian International Committee investigating last week's crash, Ayman al-Mukaddam, says that the plane broke up in flight after a noise was recorded on the voice recorder just as the plane went over 30,000 feet in altitude. Through an interpreter, however, he tells reporters at a news conference in Cairo, no conclusions have been reached.
Every single scenario. It could be lithium batteries that with one of the passengers. It would be an explosion in the fuel department, in the fuselage. Of the, all the scenarios are on the table.
All 224 people on the flight, most of them Russian tourists, were killed. In the weeks since the crash, a number of airlines have stopped flying into Sharm el-Sheikh, the Egyptian resort city out of which the doomed plane flew. Russian officials have sent empty planes to pick up tourists still at the resort. AP update, I'm Tim McGuire.